Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Today's grain trade is higher across the board, led by none other than soybeans again, the one that everybody wants to hate because we're never going to sell any soybeans again in the world anymore. But that's kind of a fallacy, as the market has already traded the worst it seems behind us. It's a foregone conclusion that Trump could likely be the president, and though there's going to be a trade war with China, but we already know that, and China already knows that, and China's going to have to deal with it and likely going to have to buy beans from us, as if you want to buy beans now through February, there's only one place you can get them, and that's from the U.S. You got to wait for February forward to get them from Brazil, and you've probably heard that China's been buying a lot of Brazilian beans. Yeah, they've been buying February, March, April, but as far as filling needs between now and then, it's still got to do it from the U.S. Same thing goes with corn, big corn sales. Even Mexico is ramping up just in case there's a little trouble. But keep in mind, all this bearishness is being played out before the fact. So when the fact actually comes, it becomes irrelevant because we already know it. That's why the prices have depressed themselves over the past months. So with that, we are higher across the board. Corn picking up 6.25 cents in classic bull style. The front is stronger than the furs. We're at 4.15 3/4. March corn up 5.25. 4.28 1/2. July up 5.5. 4.40 1/4. In soybeans, November, been near 10 bucks. We're at 9.97 for the high, but currently up 9 at 9.90, while January is also up 9 cents at 9.99. The wheat trade, a little firmer on news that next year's Russian wheat crop is already being acknowledged to be smaller than we would normally anticipate. It was small this year. It's going to be small again next year, which means there'll be room for other customers to move around to Canada, U.S., Australia, and France. Wheat in Chicago today up 3.75 cents at 5.76 on December. Kansas gaining 4, 5.86 1/4. Minneapolis, December, up 2.5, 6.16 1/2, while Minneapolis March gains 1.75 cents. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast, and you need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out at heartlandinvest.com. Call us, 701-222-0221. Cattle jumping today, but no cash bids yet. Box beef is mixed today, $1.24 higher on the choice, but down $2.60 on select. And so now we find October cattle up $1.10, waiting on probably steady cash trade this week, 188.10 there. Texas was 188 last week, and so was Kansas. December up 135, 180. That would be December up 180, 135 at 188.17. February gaining 122 at 188.85. Feeder cattle higher by $1.72 on October, 249.30. November gaining $2.27. 248.87, while January climbs $1.65, 245.90. In the hogs, new contract highs for deferreds. December's up $0.75 at 79.02, but new contract high for February for the second day in a row, up $0.47, 82.27. 82.72 is what it is. New contract highs again today for gold, all-time highs, 2,761.10. Silver up 96 cents, 35.04, new high for the year, while Bitcoin drifts today 350 bucks to 67,326. And crude oil leaping higher again today, up $1.53 on December, 71.57, pushing gasoline up 4.75 cents a gallon, $2.03 with diesel fuel, higher by 5 cents a gallon, $2.24.5. As always, we're here to help. Livestock risk protection insurance, we've got you covered there. Or options, whichever one works for your operation, we can help you find that one. And of course, we have trading advice through our newsletter, heartlandinvest.com. Check it out, 701-222-0221 or heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider risk carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.